South Korean lawmakers say they were told at an intelligence briefing that despite signs Pyongyang is preparing to launch a missile, it is not clear if it will do so. The politician said Tuesday it is not certain North Korea has finished fueling the missile, meaning it could be some days before a launch. In addition, other South Korean experts said cloudy weather over the north recently could delay a launch. The administration of South Korean President Nomu-hyun briefed senior members of his Uri party Tuesday on the potential for a North Korean missile launch. Uri spokesman U Sang-ho says the administration and party members are of one mind on the prospective launch.
So, 당과 정부는 지금의 상황이 매우 엄중하다는데 인식의 공유를.
He says everyone agrees the situation is very serious and that North Korea should not launch a missile. A launch, he says, will do no good for anyone. The United States, Japan, South Korea, and other countries have warned North Korea that a launch would not be in its interests. They say Pyongyang should instead return to six-nation talks on ending its nuclear weapons programs. U.S. Ambassador to South Korea Alexander Virchow said Tuesday that a missile test would increase the North's isolation.
We want to achieve a negotiated solution to the nuclear issue, and we'd like to establish a more normal relationship with North Korea through the six-party process. We hope that they don't carry out the test and that they seize the opportunity that they've been failing to seize for many months now.
Virchow says the door is still open for a dialogue to take place. He also repeated earlier U.S. statements that a missile launch would require a U.S. response of some kind.
This missile has a military capability, and we view it, therefore, as a serious matter.
Virchow met Tuesday with former South Korean President Kim Dae-jung, whose 2000 summit meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-il brought a thaw in North-South relations. Though Kim Dae-jung is scheduled to make a return visit to North Korea next week, Virchow says the status of that visit is not clear in light of the possible missile test. Kim Dae-jung has called on North Korea to return to talks with China, Japan, Russia, South Korea, and the United States aimed at implementing a nuclear disarmament pledge it made last September. He also urges the United States to end sanctions against the North and offer Pyongyang security guarantees. North Korea last tested a long-range missile in 1998 when a Taepodong missile landed in the Pacific Ocean east of Japan. It then placed a moratorium on long-range missile launches, though it has tested shorter-range weapons. Many experts think Pyongyang now is preparing to test another version of the Taepodong. On Tuesday, Pyongyang's official media criticized the United States for its development of a missile defense system. North Korea said that system would lead to a war in space and accused the U.S. of wanting to attain world supremacy. Pyongyang has often said it needs heavy armament, including nuclear weapons, to protect itself from a possible invasion by the United States. Kurt Aschen, VOA News, Seoul.